The Guardian.
All the British banks have been reporting over the last week, and the figures have been uniformly poor. And Barclays, like all the others, has been very badly affected by the credit crunch. It was exposed to the subprime mortgage market in the US. It made some bad investments, as it now transpires, and it's quite heavily exposed to the property market in the UK. So profits this time were 2.75 billion as opposed to 4.1 billion last time, with lots of write-offs. So, you know, very disappointing, as their chief executive admitted.
It's all looking increasingly gloomy. We've got manufacturers complaining and saying that things are bad news there. Also, house prices are falling faster now than at any time since 1983.
Yeah, that was the figure from the Halifax. Halifax has been bringing out monthly house price figures since the early 1980s, and we've had some pretty bad times in the housing market during that period, particularly at the end of the 1980s and the start of the 1990s. But over the year to July, prices were about 11% down on the same time last year. That's taken £20,000 or more off the average price of a home. And that's a rate of decline we haven't seen in that entire 25-year period. So that's quite a chunky fall, and more to come, I fear.
And many people, of course, me included, remembering the negative equity scenario in the early 90s. We're likely to see more and more of that, aren't we?
That's right. At the moment, not that many people are in negative equity, because prices did go up quite sharply in the 3 years up until 2007. The Halifax say the gains of the last 2 years have now been wiped out, so we're back to where we were in 2006. So if you bought a house any time between 2006 and 2007, you're probably already in negative equity or on the brink of it. Further falls will obviously bring people in who bought homes before that. And there was a set of figures out this week which suggested that if prices fell by something like 25% or thereabouts, 20-25%, we could see 1.7 million people in negative equity by the end of next year, which would be the same number who in it as in the early 1990s. So quite serious stuff, actually.
And elsewhere, there's confusion about the solution. The Monetary Policy Committee say they're pulled in opposing directions. You've got rising inflation and slowing growth. So a rise in interest rates, of course, would be completely inappropriate, wouldn't it?
Well, there are some people on the Bank of England Monetary Policy Committee think that they should raise rates. Well, there were some last month. We haven't yet seen the full details of who voted for what this time. But there are some who think that inflation is already running at 3.8%, which is nearly double the government's target. It's going to go higher over the coming months as we get higher energy bills feeding through into the inflation figures. And there are some who think that the bank's job is to keep inflation low, and if it doesn't do that, it will be falling down on the job. So there are people who think that it should send out a sort of shot across everybody's bowels to say, look, we're the Bank of England, we have a target, we intend to hit it. The thing is, though, that the moment, the economy is so weak that a further increase in interest rates would be such a blow to consumer confidence and be such a sort of devastating blow to the housing market and to the retailing sector and consumers spending more generally, that it would really be deepening and lengthening what will already be quite a tough period and probably a recession. So the bank, if it were to go down that route, would be running the risk that it would be making an even deeper recession necessary.
And finally, you say the government's got its hands tied because the election, of course, is only 2 years away.
Yeah, I mean, this is a particularly bad time for all this to be happening for a government which is as unpopular as this one. I mean, it's, in these circumstances, what the government would dearly like would be for the Bank of England to be cutting interest rates now, and for there to be some sort of hope for homeowners that mortgage rates are going to come down and the house prices will stabilise and start to go up. There really is no real sign of that happening anytime soon. So the government is now being forced to take its own measures, really. It's thinking about its own measures because the Bank of England has its hands tied. The Treasury is now thinking up ways of boosting the economy. That could be through a cutting stamp duty, or it could be some help for people with their gas and electricity bills. But the problem for the government is that it's already running a deficit of something like £40 billion a year. Slower growth means that that deficit will increase in any event, because tax revenues go down in a recession and public spending on unemployment benefit and other benefits goes up. So the government's really running on empty when it comes to scope to deal with this. And it will, in order to actually boost the economy, it'll have to get even deeper into debt. So that's something that will constrain them. I mean, they won't be able to come up with an unlimited package of goodies for voters, because they simply haven't got the cash.
For more discussion and analysis, download Guardian Daily. That's The Guardian's news podcast, available first thing in the morning, Monday to Friday.
For more great downloads, go to guardian.co.uk/audio.